Action.
Good. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello,
Welcome
hello,
back to the
hello.
pod.
Cheers. Oh, I feel like this is a much needed drink after this
Drinking wine,
weekend.
yeah.
After it's like detoxing from the weekend,
For real.
like having withdrawals from
Yeah.
wine.
Yeah. Well, we're going
Also
back.
from you, like I felt like what like after you guys left yesterday, I was very much so like in my feels and like, oh, I
Oh.
miss my friends.
We just had so much fun this
We
weekend.
did have so much fun. I didn't want it to end.
Me either.
What do you think your favorite part of the weekend was?
Definitely karaoke on Friday.
Yeah, that was fun. The Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. And well, just like singing.
Just in
In
general,
general, like
to
dancing, like,
everybody else's songs.
yeah.
Because everyone else,
They
except
were
for that one guy
yeah.
who I think just was a bad singer, because his song choice wasn't bad.
He ruined the song.
He just wasn't good.
He was ruining the song.
Yeah, Luisa was like, it's ruined for me. It's ruined. I can't even listen to the song anymore. I was
I
like, okay, you're being a little bit dramatic.
was a little
Let him live his life. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I have to say my favorite part of the trip was like going to the different wineries. I actually think I liked the first winery the best. And then just the fact that we had somebody come pick us up from our place and take us to the winery. We didn't have to worry about
Uber,
Uber.
paying for the tasting.
Right, the tastings were included, which is also a really cool aspect.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that should be the last time I did it. I don't think that was an option. So I feel like Fredericksburg is evolving, which is good.
Well, most tours still, because when I was like looking up tours, because I was looking at stuff for us to do out there,
Right.
and I was like, a wine tour would be fun. And so
And I
when I
think
was,
that like in Fredericksburg, it's like you have to do a
you
wine
have to do
tour.
one. Because I was like, we have to go to wineries. And
Yeah.
so I was like, let me look at tours and just like see ballpark what the price range is. And a lot of these places had like the tour tastings not included. And that bubbly bar we went to had tours, like on, they had just like different vehicles to take you on, like limos, a pink school bus, whatever. But it was pricey.
Yeah.
Like their starting was like 175.
Without the tastings
Without the
included.
tastings included. And I was like, And so then I came across this smaller one. Like, I don't think they're smaller. They're just not as popular, I
Well, they
guess.
don't have pink cars. Like
Yeah.
the main audience it for Fredericksburg is women.
Yeah.
And obviously women love the color pink.
Yes.
So the bubbly bar definitely has captured that audience of like fancy cocktails,
Not
pink
even fancy
cars.
cocktails.
Honestly, I wasn't impressed with the
I
bubbly
wasn't
bar.
impressed. I was telling somebody that today too at work. Because Wally, I was telling Wally, because I showed him the place before. So he asked me about it. And I was like, honestly, I was like, it wasn't a vibe.
It was too crowded in there. Like, I don't understand why the bar had to be so big and circular. Like, there's
And
no
then they have
room to
like
walk.
couches so close to the chairs at the bar, and it's like there's no room.
There's no way to walk in or out, even.
Yeah.
And their drink choices, which obviously it's an aesthetic thing. Like, you go there for Instagram pictures, you are not there for the drinks, you're not there to be comfortable. Let's
Yeah.
just put it that way. It was really cute inside. Like it, like
Oh,
the
yeah.
vibe was cute, but would we want to be there for a long time?
No.
No. We literally went there, took pictures on the bounce house. We didn't even order a drink there because
Well,
it
'cause
was like,
let's tell the people the options
okay.
from what we read on the menu on the patio. It was rosé, champagne, pink beer.
I think
And
there
then
was
I
a
think they had like
frozen
other and
something.
like they had frozen rosé, just like, but it was
Yeah.
kind of cold out
It
this
was
weekend
cold
and it wasn't like frosé. If it had been
weather.
warmer out, I probably would have gotten
Agreed.
a frosé, but it wasn't the vibe.
No.
And pink beer doesn't sound
They
like
should
it
have
would sit
had
on my
like a
stomach.
want like a red wine option or like even white wine option.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Anyways, we didn't stay there for very long.
We no, ended we up didn't. Going we just like took a picture and
the
then we left.
Turned out cute.
Very cute. Yeah. I loved it. But I agree with you. We were talking about the tours. Mm. And so I came across this tour. Had really great reviews. I went on their website. I like that their website's kind of like straight to the point. You don't have to like go searching. And it was very like, this is what our like prices and we pay for your tastings. We pick you up from your Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it worked out that our Airbnb was like out in wine country. So he picked us up and we were like 2 minutes away from the first winery.
Yeah.
So, but I, you know what I liked? I liked the smaller wineries. Because the last one I felt like was kind of one of those bigger wineries. Mm-hmm. I like the smaller ones.
I feel like we didn't get as much attention at the bigger one.
Yeah.
Because there were so many other people there when on the second one. Like, I was under the impression like we're taking our time. And I think that each one we got four drinks or four tastings.
Yes.
Of each four different wines.
Yeah.
Actually, the first one we got five.
We did.
Yeah. So, and we came up with, or we didn't come up with it, but we asked, like, how many, like, how much wine do you actually drink in a day's worth of tasting?
Yeah.
And it can come out to be, like, a bottle to a bottle and a half if you drink every single
every glass,
tasting,
which we did.
Which we did. Should we tell them what you did?
Oh, yeah, because, okay.
Are you embarrassed?
No. I'm not, because it was clean.
Right. If it wasn't clean,
she would have judged me hard.
Mm-hmm. So we're at the first place, and it's like probably 1 o'clock. So we're probably, honestly, we're not the first people there. Hopefully she didn't lie to you and tell you that it was clean when it wasn't. But
it was clean, though.
Okay.
But tell the story.
Okay. So it's me, Luisa, Fernanda, and Haley. And Haley had a red that, or she did like a mix.
She did a mixed tasting.
A mixed tasting. So she's more of a, I like white and rosé, but wanting to like venture out into red. So she tasted the red and didn't necessarily like it. So she gave the rest of hers to Luisa. And the girl comes back around and is like, oh, are you guys ready for your next one? And I think you panicked a little bit. Because
well, I could see her coming over from the corner of my eye. And I was like, oh, shoot, I still have some in mine. So I quickly, like, throw mine back. And then I was like, oh, my God, I didn't drink Haley's.
So Luisa just poured it into the what we thought was just, like, I don't want this anymore. Just, like, the waste bin kind of.
Yeah, like, of the waste. Wine. It's more of, like,
well, like, yeah, the leftovers.
So, yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to drink this. I'm pouring it in.
Yeah.
Apparently, we found out that it's a spit jar.
As like, well.
As well. Like, if you're a true taster and you're coming to the winery to, like, actually truly taste wine, you're supposed to drink the first
sip.
And then the second sip, you're supposed to
swirl it around
in your mouth to get the full aroma. And then spit it back in your cup and dump it.
No, you're supposed to just spit in it.
I don't think that people are just spitting in that.
Yes.
I think they spit it in their cup, Luisa, and then put it in.
I don't know.
People are not spitting their wine into that little thing on the table. I don't think that that's what it is. I think they spit it back into their glass and do it.
Okay.
That'd be the more polite way to do it. But I didn't see anybody do it, so I don't know the proper way. You could be right.
Well, I'm just thinking that they're spitting directly into it because they're going to keep, like, swishing it and, like, tasting it.
No, but, like, you only get 1 ounce. So, like, the first ounce or the first half of the ounce, you swallow it. There's only, like, two sips.
Oh, I guess professionals would do it that way. You're right.
Right.
I'm over here, like, taking, like, five sips of my 1 ounce.
Right, because we want to make it last. Like, we're not in a hurry.
Yes.
We're, like, savoring this to make it an experience. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was doing. I didn't know we were on a schedule until that the lady at the second one said that I was, you know, taking my time lollygagging.
Oh, yeah, the girl at the second one.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know we were on a time crunch. Sorry. I can chug this if you need me to. Like, this is just a small sip.
I know. The girl at the first one was so like, no, don't rush. Like, right. I don't want you all to chug. And we're like, oh, okay. We're like, don't worry, we can.
We can if we need to, yeah. Yeah. But, so Louisa panicked and dumped Haley's into this little dump jar, spit jar thing. The waste bin. And the girl walks away. And we're like, we can't believe
everybody judged me hard.
We were judging you for dumping it in there. It's like, why did you not just drink it? And so we asked the ladies, like, we were also like playing a game of like
Piccolo.
It's like, if a truth or dare comes, you're drinking that thing.
Yeah.
So we asked her if she would judge Louisa if she drank it out of there. And she was like, well, no, because you guys are the first ones of the day to use it. But normally it's a spit jar as well, where people spit their stuff back in there. And we're like, oh my gosh. So we learned something new because you did that. So there you go. Yeah.
Now we know.
And also, Louisa did pour it back into her wine glass at the end and drink it. So we didn't waste any wine.
No, we didn't. I drank it, guys. But also, something else I learned was that a lot of the wineries down there just have the grapes, like the vineyards, for show. Do you remember him, the tour guide, telling us that? Because I think we were heading to the second winery, and he was like, oh, this winery is like really nice because you guys will actually be drinking the grapes they grow.
Yeah.
He's like, unlike,
it's a smaller one.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them are like,
I feel like the bigger ones.
Yeah.
That
was cool.
Which I didn't. I was like, oh, I just assumed everybody was just giving me the grapes they were growing.
Yeah. No, I thought that was cool. I can't like put my mind or like my brain on like one specific one that I really liked. Just because it was kind of hazy at the end.
Yeah.
And they were all set.
I can't really remember the ones from the end.
Yeah. But I will say, like, I really did like the Tempranillo, which I knew I would like that one. And then I also liked the one before that.
I like the Cab Franc.
The Cab Franc, yeah.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
There was another one. I don't know if it was a Cab Franc. It had to be, I don't know. But she, at the first winery, and she's like, this one, she's like, I like to pair with Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the Tempranillo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That one was really good, too.
Yeah. I think we were definitely paying more attention at the first one. And then the second one, we kind of got a little, like, sidetracked. And then the third one, we kind of, like, all held.
We were gone. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was also 4 by then, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, just 3 hours.
True.
Whatever. It was a good time. I thought it was a great
time. I had great time. I had a great time, guys.
Oh, that would be a cute caption. I'm going to do that on like a group photo.
Okay. I was going to do a photo dump later this week when I was done editing. Yeah.
That's a cute little caption. We had a great time.
We had a great time.
You're so smart, Lisa.
I know, guys. I'm very smart. I also have my moments, though.
You do. But we don't have to bring those up.
No, we don't.
Those, like, few and far between.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Like, we don't need to judge you on your weakest moments.
No. But I had a great time in Fredericksburg. I definitely want to go back.
Would you change anything?
From this trip?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It was perfect in your eyes.
The only thing I would change is not... So, like, after we were done with our wine tour, guys, our guide was really cool, and he was like, I don't have anything else to do afterwards. Mm-hmm. I can drop you guys off at a bar. And it was like, okay, yeah, like, that sounds like a great idea. That way we don't have to pay for an Uber since he's offering. So he dropped us off at this pink bubbly bar we just spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I would change. Yeah. I would say, no, just drop us off.
Yeah.
And then we would get ready and go have, like, a nice dinner.
Yeah, because we felt rushed, like, trying to go to dinner.
Yes.
And we didn't even go to Martini's where we wanted to go.
No. Well, because I wanted us to be, like, in our, like, next outfits.
To go there.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't make it there.
No, we did not.
That would have been a good place to go.
Yeah, it would have been really good.
Yeah.
So
I would say we, yeah, we.
That's the only thing I, oops. That's the only thing I would change.
And we should have made a fire.
Yes.
But I don't know how we would have made a fire, actually, because there was no
firewood. There was no firewood, yeah. We probably would have had to buy some.
We would have been disappointed if we would have been like, let's make a fire, and we get back there, and then no fire.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, guys, collect some twigs.
Yeah. Pick up the sticks from the ground. Yeah, that's true. I would have, I think we could have just, like, had him drop us off at the house, and then.
Yeah.
Been on his merry way.
Yeah.
But I think when we talked about it initially, we were like, it was like on the way to the second bar.
The third bar.
The third bar where we were like just chit chatting.
Yeah. And we were just like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Cause I definitely do think like we probably needed just a little time to just like
relax.
Mm-hmm. And then we would have gone to dinner and then we probably, but I still had fun that night because we ended up coming home after we ended up just going to some random restaurant on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, let's just go back home because a lot of the restaurants or the bars there really are restaurants first and mm-hmm. then they turn into bars. So I was like, I don't want us to show up to, like, one of the bars was Crossroads. Right. And I was Googling it and I was like, nice, oh, they're a steakhouse right now. And it was 7.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like, let's go back home. Let's chill. We have alcohol there.
Yeah.
And then if we're feeling up to it, we'll go to this dance hall that was like nearby, but we ended up having a grand old time at home.
Yeah, we did.
I had a great time. Yeah, I had a great time.
Good. I'm glad. It was fun celebrating you.
Yes. It's always fun celebrating me.
Just celebrating in general.
Yes.
And drinking. You can't really have a bad time when you're drinking wine, mm-mm. I feel like.
No. And it was good that we, like, when we got home, we just stuck to beer.
Because
mm-hmm. because we also had, like, a bottle of vodka and tequila. I feel like if we had gotten into that, Sunday would have been terrible. A lot different. Yeah.
It would have been a rough drive.
Yeah. And I got my period, too.
Yeah.
Like, while we were at breakfast. And that would have been just 10 times worse.
That would have been really bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Both you and Fernanda.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Yikes.
I know, but I'm better.
Birthday weekend. It could have been worse. It could have like happened on
Well, I did manifest it Friday. That way.
Yeah.
Because Fernanda and I were talking about it because I was like I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were like just little signs in my body that I'm like, it's gonna come. And so Fernanda was like, oh, I just don't want it to come over there. And I'm like, well, no, don't put that out there.
Right.
I was like, we're gonna manifest it to come like Sunday or Monday. And would you lo and behold? Came Sunday.
Both of y'all did, yeah. That was weird.
Like when Aaron and I were like, just like laughing about how I was like, Fernanda wanted, we were at this like really nice family owned country breakfast mm-hmm. on Sunday. And they had like Mexican food. And Fernanda was like, oh, I want to get the chilaquiles. And I was like, no, you don't because I know you. And they're not going to be like the ones from how you like them.
Yeah.
Mexico. And Aaron was like, Luisa's like, that's a raven, but that's a Luisa.
Yeah.
And that I just know
you
things.
You just like see the future.
And so I was like on my phone and I immediately, I was like, I like looked up and you were like, what? And I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. Like I just knew.
Yeah.
And then I left.
She had a vision.
I had a vision.
Every time you're like spacing out, you just need to come out of it and be like, this is going to happen tomorrow or something like that. Like every time like you daydream, because you do daydream a lot, instead of making it like, oh, what, la, 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 you just be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, true. True, that's very true.
Your cheese is going to get stolen tomorrow.
I actually, one of my well, she's my friend now because she doesn't work there anymore, but I used to tell her that a lot.
Yeah.
Like because her and I just like gossip, but about like celebrities a lot. And just, like, Real Housewives and shit.
Yeah.
And she always used to make fun of me because I would always call shit way before. And I'm like, no. And we'd always get into, like, little debates. And she'd be like, you're, like, a little witch, Luisa. Because you always – she's like, don't even say anything anymore because you're just going to speak it into the universe.
That's true. Maybe it is your fault.
My fault? It's the universe. I have no...
But you spoke it.
You thought it.
You thought it. It's your fault. Ow.
But I had fun.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Ow, sorry, my back is like itchy.
Oh, that's the worst. The worst is when you get an itchy back while you're driving.
Oh my God.
That's the worst.
It's like right, it was like right in a spot where I really had to like straighten my posture up and reach with my tippity top of my fingers.
Oh, but excuse me, guys. Sorry.
My red back is gone.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Good.
I think I went too hard on the tanning bed.
A little. Oh, you did the bed?
I did the bed.
I didn't realize
which
you
is
did
why
the bed.
It was so red.
Okay.
Because it was like, and I had done it that morning, and then I tanned on top of that.
Oh.
So it was like my, and I didn't
air
shower
looked
on,
like a lobster.
On Friday, I didn't ever wash my spray tan off.
Yeah.
Because I got it in the morning, and then we drove there, and then we got ready right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't take a shower, so it was like still fresh.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, it was better.
Yeah. It was.
But I couldn't wear a tank top because I was like, that's embarrassing.
She was still, it looked like she had a really bad sunburn.
It looks like it looked like I went to the beach. Like,
yeah,
I wish
did.
I went to the beach to get that.
Yeah.
And then I would not be ashamed to wear it. But I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then all of you are just like, your regular skin tones. It's like, where did this girl come from? She looks like a lobster.
Well, I did self-tan that morning, or Friday morning.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't done it, but I was just like my base color, really, guys.
Yeah, and also I did the clear, so it was like just gradually getting darker and darker.
Oh my gosh.
But it was really the bed that made me red.
Yeah, it wasn't the self-tan.
Because I don't do the bed
or
at
the
all
tan.
Very often at all.
Oh.
It's just to like get the base color.
Yeah.
So it seeps in more. I don't know. That's what they tell me.
I don't really do the... I've never done the bed.
I know. It's not good for you. But... Oh,
wow.
That was a good hack.
That was really good. Sorry, guys. But there was a... We had a fun little topic on our drive back up.
Oh, yeah.
That Erin wanted to talk about.
Just, you know, I feel like when you look at the grand scheme of things, money is not real. Like, because for those of you that didn't know, like, when you're depositing money into your bank account, you're thinking, oh, you know, if you have $20,000 in your checking account, you're like, oh, I have $20,000, mm-hmm. like, that the bank is holding for me in my bank account.
Right.
And that is not the case because the bank uses those funds to fund other things, like mm-hmm. to fund loans and to fund all this other stuff. And so basically that amount is how much the bank owes you,
yeah,
not the other way around. And I don't know. To me, it's just a wild concept because it's like they're taking our money and using it basically.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we sign a little piece of paper, a little...
With little words.
Terms of conditions.
Yeah.
Saying that we're allowed to use your money, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's just a crazy concept.
Yeah.
It's like the Christmas Story where... Is that the right movie that I'm talking about? Is where he, like, the bank runs out of money and they can't pay people back?
A Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Is that it?
With Scrooge?
No.
I don't know what Christmas Story you're talking about.
The Christmas Story. You've never seen The Christmas Story?
Oh, the movie.
With
the little kid.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I don't remember that part of the movie.
That's like a major part of the movie.
I don't. Okay, granted, my mom hates that movie.
Okay.
Hates it with a passion because back in the day... TBS would play it on Christmas Eve, like Christmas Eve day. They would play it for 24 hours back to back. And there's this aunt who no one really likes in the family. And she had it on. And
in your family?
In my family, in my dad's side of
not
the family.
Not like in the movie.
Not in the movie.
Okay.
No.
In real life.
In real life. But we don't claim her.
She's one of those.
She's one of those.
Gotcha.
she like was like, no, like, let's, she's one of those annoying ones too. Mm. And she puts the movie on, and it's a good movie to watch like once during Christmas. But I understand where my mom's coming from. Like, that movie was playing like over and over, and yeah, it was like Groundhog Day for my mom.
Yeah,
with that damn movie. So she despises that movie. So I don't
remember,
really watch it often.
I mean, I haven't watched it in a very long time, but like the concept is like he just was like work,
the dad.
Yeah. And he gets so stressed out because like he's the bank owner or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the bank runs out of money somehow, and people are like wanting to cash their money out, but they don't have. I don't think I'm telling the story right. I think somebody was supposed to go deposit money and they lose the check or something like that. But then they don't have money to
buy Christmas gifts.
I don't know. Anyways, it's something like that where people were going to like get money out of the bank and they didn't have any money because they had lent it out or it got lost or something like that.
Or like it's kind of like during the Great Depression, for example, like banks, like they don't do, obviously it was the beginning of, not beginning of times, but beginning of banking times, or the way it was banking then. And it was like they were just giving loans out to everybody, not knowing that nobody had really the funds to like pay those loans back. And so there's a point where the bank does run out of money.
But it's like, it's kind of like pretend. It's like, you write me a check, I'll write you a check. Yeah.
Now it is. Back then, I don't think.
Digitally.
Well, yeah. Well, because even like we said, we're like Klarna or like these like Afterpay things. It's like the concept of it just makes it seem like, oh, I just bought, like, I like to buy my Gymshark workout clothes with Klarna.
Right.
And it's like, oh, like I get it in the mail immediately or whatever, like however they ship it. I buy it and they give it to me, but it's not paid off.
But Klarna is like a loan. So like you get qualified with Klarna for a certain amount.
But they don't charge interest.
No, they have like different payments.
They have different payments. Whatever. But mine,
But you have like a limit of like how much you can spend.
Yeah, they give you a budget.
Yeah.
And so, for example, like the last time, you still have to pay something.
Yeah, you have to pay like if you
like 20, depending on how.
I think Klarna does like 3, 6, 12 months of no interest. Like the more, I think if you go to 12 months,
the more expensive it is. Yes.
I think if you go to 12 months,
they charge you interest. Yeah.
But up to 6 months, you can get 6 months no interest. That's how I bought my country music fest, my Gulf Shore or my Gulf Coast Jams.
Yeah. Tickets.
Yeah. Because they were like $400, and
paid like $20 down or something.
I bought them
yeah.
in like January. Mm-hmm. Over 6 months, and I was like, oh, it's like $80 a month for 6 months. And then when I get there, it's like, it's already paid for. So, girl math.
Yeah, basically, that's how I did.
It was basically only $88.
That's how I did the Casey Musgrave tickets.
Which Klarna. I'm still mad
I
about.
I know, which, by the way, I checked and the prices are the same.
So this bitch over here, Louisa, I'm pointing at Louisa for those of you that can't see.
I'd hope so.
So she like texts me or Instagrams me and says, oh my gosh, sends me Casey Musgrave's like tour dates. And I was like, oh my gosh, let's go. And we even talked about it at brunch. I was like, it would be so fun to like even go somewhere and
see, that's why I didn't buy them with you yet. Cause we can still go to a different city.
But we haven't even had this conversation because I would have gone to Dallas with you.
Okay.
And so she just buys the tickets. She's like, and she puts this on me yesterday, and she's like, I'm going to Casey Musgraves. And I was like,
no,
with
you
who?
You brought up, we need to listen to Casey Musgraves. And I was like, oh yeah, I got tickets. And you were like, what?
I was like, how many did you get? And she's like, two. And I was like, who are you going with? She's going with Fernanda, which is fine, like, but I wasn't even included in the conversation.
Well, I do have to say, I bought them at probably like the worst time because pre-sale went on the
We even talked
5th.
about you setting an alarm for your pre-sale.
Well, this is what happened. Pre-sale was on the 5th at noon, and I had therapy that day at noon when they went live. So I had therapy that Tuesday, and that's when they went live, and they had texted me my code, and I was like, shoot. And so I remember, and then I had therapy, and after therapy, I forgot. So then I'm at work the next day and I'm just like typing away. And then I was like, oh, Nathan Musgraves. And then I'm like quickly like on my phone and I'm like, oh my God, like are the pre-sales? I was concerned just because like I feel like since Taylor Swift, there's just been like a boom of like we all just want to go to live concert. I think since COVID, we just want to experience live concerts. Or maybe it's just we're adults with money now and we just can do whatever the fuck we want.
I
I
mean,
think it's a mix of all three.
yeah,
And
but I remember I liked going to live concerts way before COVID even happened. But I
no,
just feel
before
like
COVID, but I just think like,
Kacey Musgraves is not as big as Taylor Swift.
no, it's not. No, but I'm just saying, like, sure, I went to Taylor Swift last year. I'm like, I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, like, artists, I don't know, maybe they're just making more music now. I don't fucking know. But they, whenever they go live, their tickets sell out.
I think it's because of ticket like poachers.
Ticketmaster.
Like people will buy them
The
and then the
scalpers,
scalpers will
yes.
buy them and then they'll, which is sucks
It
because
sucks. Yeah, and it sucks that Ticketmaster is like the monopoly pretty much because they're the only ones that sell tickets.
right.
But I, what I'm trying to say is like, for example, I wanted to go to Olivia Rodrigo, and her tickets were crazy expensive.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, like,
She
excuse me.
also has like a whole generation underneath you.
No, I know. But I, and also, I think it has to do with, like, people are seeing her as, like, the baby Taylor Swift. But I don't know how to explain it. But her tickets were crazy expensive and they sold out fast. And like the same thing was like with the Jonas. I think a lot of it has to do with just like you and I's generation. Like a lot of these artists are wanting to tour again. And it's like, oh, like Paramore is going to be opening for Taylor Swift.
I would love to go see that.
I would love to go see that too. Wally's going to like three different shows in London.
You have a frog in your throat?
I do.
Are you
What did I call it?
gonna cough it out?
No.
You're just gonna let it
I'm just gonna swallow down.
sit
Erin this weekend had a frog in her throat while I was getting ready to jump in the shower. And she's just like, and I was just like, Jesus.
It was not that bad,
It was
but I
very
was
aggressive.
literally, I would try to clear it out and it just did not want to go away. So I would like try to talk and then I would have a frog in my throat and I just would clear it out again. And she was like, Louisa, like judging me with her little judgy eyes. And I was like, would you rather me just talk with a little frog in my throat when I sound like, and I sound like a man? No.
Phoebe would have been proud. Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah, I did it for Phoebe.
You did it for Phoebe. But I that's just like a pet peeve of mine because there was someone in that I knew that like every time they spoke they had to clear their throat. And it was like a nervous tic of theirs. Which I
Yeah.
know that's not something that she doesn't even know she probably does it consciously. She probably does it subconsciously, but it really like it became a trigger for me. And like even when my mom, like when it was like my trigger was really bad, my mom had a frog in her throat, and she was like, the way she was doing it, I was like, I remember we were at dinner, and I was like, really, must you? She's like, what do you want me to do, Louisa? I'm like,
Excuse
not do
yourself.
that.
Excuse yourself. Yeah, my grandma, whenever she literally gave no fucks. Like, if she had a frog or something in her throat, she would like loogie it out. Like,
Oh
she would, she, yeah, she's like, I don't care. Most of
She's
the
like,
time.
do what I want.
Yeah, I'm however old she is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I was like, really, Aaron? And Fernanda was like, I was waiting for her to say something.
I literally was just trying to clear my throat.
I know. I know.
It happened one time.
I know it did.
I don't think you've ever heard me clear my throat.
No, I've never heard you clear your throat. Like the way, oh my God, sometimes the way my mom does it, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with you. Be done. And she's like, oh my God, Lisa, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so aggressive, mom. Like, she's like, like even her like, chin goes forward. And I'm like, you do not need to do that. And she's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, go somewhere else.
Go drink some water or something. But sometimes you just got to cough it out.
Yeah. Okay, back to our conversation.
Is your frog gone?
Yes.
Mr. Froggy?
Mr. Froggy's gone. Anyway, so I bought the tickets, like, under pressure because I was also at work. And, like, with my new promotion and stuff, like, I feel like I'm not allowed to, like, even have things up on my computer because my desk faces in a way where, like, people walking by or if my boss were to walk in, he'd be able to see my screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would care, but I would just feel like I just can't be doing that anymore. And so I was like on my phone and adrenaline was pumping through me. And I'm like looking at all the, cause this is obviously still the pre-sale cause they didn't go live till Friday for the public. And so I was like, just like clicking on like different tickets. And honestly, like floor tickets are still cheaper than like seated tickets.
Really?
Yes. I looked at it today because I was like,
is that American Airlines?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I was like, I might as well just buy Aaron's right now.
Yeah, you should.
And so I was like looking at, before I was looking at them today, like last week, I was like clicking and they, I guess nowadays there's like different pre-sales.
Mm-hmm.
There's like American Express, there's Spotify. And then I had signed up to her like fan verified code thing. And so I was like clicking on the wrong ones. And then I had to like filter out to just like the verified fan ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Ticketmaster learned their lesson from Taylor Swift because like you could have gone on Ticketmaster and look at the tickets, but you wouldn't have been able to like buy any because they're all locked.
Mm.
Like you can't see the ticket or like where you're going to sit or where it's at unless you have the code to unlock it.
Interesting.
And I was like, really? Like more than a year later, they learned their lesson.
Well, when that happens and they shut down their entire website, like that's revenue that they're losing. So they have to figure out a better solution of like what, especially if like there's multiple concerts at one time going on pre-sale or like something.
Yeah,
like that,
I just
like,
think they didn't plan it for Taylor well because they sold all of her like U.S. shows on the same day. And I think they should have had them spread out.
That's true.
And I think they tried to do that for the international tour dates, but I think the volume was still something they weren't expecting. But I am looking for Taylor Swift tickets for next year or like later this year. So if you want to come with me,
okay.
We're either going to be shooting for New Orleans or Indianapolis.
What if we did it? We can talk about this later.
Okay.
But what if we like combined it with the trip that Fernando was wanting to go to Gulf Shores and we like stop and
they're not the same vicinity. Okay. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You've already
Cause I think
it.
She's in NOLA. Well, shit. If we get NOLA tickets, we're going to have a busy November because Kacey Musgraves is in November.
That's okay.
So we'll have fun. But that's my goal. Cause I have FOMO. Because I want everybody to know when I went to see Taylor Swift last year, she did not play Long Live. Because that was before the re-release of Speak Now.
Mm.
And so I have major FOMO that everybody else gets to scream their little heart out to Long Live. Because I think that's such a like she manifested that for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that's not fair. And so, you know, she's releasing a new album. And Wally's telling me today, he's like, oh, yeah, she's probably going to perform songs. She's probably going to, like, add that to the tour because there's no way she's releasing an album and then just going to tour after this tour. And I was like, don't tell me that because now I have FOMO. So now I have to go find tickets. But luckily, I feel like all of us as a community, we're like, fuck you, Ticketmaster. And there are like groups on Facebook, on Twitter. Those are the only two I know of right now where like, let's say my Kacey Musgrave tickets. I'm like, oh, I can't make it that day.
Yeah,
I can go on like a group and be like, I have tickets for Kacey Musgraves on this day. If anybody wants them, and like the administrators or whatever, like verify that you're like legit and like the tickets are real and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're able to like sell your tickets for like a fair price to somebody that like really wants to go. Unlike the fucking scalpers on,
yeah.
I was gonna say TikTok, on Ticketmaster that are like tripling the price.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Okay.
We're gonna go to Taylor Swift.
All right. That was a really like...
I know. That was a very like long-winded conversation. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know you get passionate about Taylor Swift. But I do think that we were talking about how money's not real.
Yes. But you're right. Now with all the Klarna things, you know what we should do? We should go to like Lollapalooza. That's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like in June or like over the summer or... I've never been to ACL Fest. Like, I want to go to a music festival.
Yeah, a music festival?
That
would be fun. I think Lollapalooza would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
Yeah. We'll Klarna those tickets mm-hmm. with our imaginary money.
Yeah. But, like, you think about it, you're like, okay, well, I just deposited $200. You're really just giving the bank $200.
Yeah.
Like, if the bank's like, sorry, we spent your money and we don't have it back. Like, if people are not depositing it, like, in money, then they can't give you back your money.
Yeah.
Like, if people are not using the bank and they're not going back, like, back and forth.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. If there's not, like, a flow. But it's just, like, also crazy. Like, I was telling you, I'm like... The country is 34 whatever trillion dollars in debt. Like, how the fuck are we $1 trillion? Like, clearly we can just print more money. Like, I know there are, like, men out there probably having a heart attack over this conversation right now. But it's, like, just print more money.
I feel like, and I think we talked about this a little bit, but I feel like every year, like, new year, new
slate. New slate, yes.
Clean slate. No debt, you get to start over, everyone gets $10,000 or whatever.
Oh my God, yeah, that'd be great.
And then you do with what you want.
Yeah.
And if you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, clean slate.
Those are your taxes if you lose money.
If you lose money, those are your taxes.
Yes.
And then if you make money, you pay taxes on your money you lost.
Yes. That is literally true. That's probably what trickle-down economics is. We're just not executing it correctly. Because if you think about, like, if everybody was given $10,000, that money is eventually going to, like, cycle itself back somehow into the economy. And it's like, we're always going to be booming.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, you know, they don't know how to do it.
You just have to start with nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You start with nothing.
I like that idea.
All right, well, if we ever, you know.
If I ever become First Lady, I'll implement that.
Okay.
Into my husband.
Into your husband.
Into
you
my
could
husband.
Just be the president.
I could, but I was telling my friend who I talk about celebrity gossip and stuff. I was like, because everybody always tells me, like, oh, you'd be so good in politics. I'm like, yeah, but like. Do I really want to like a full head of hair before I'm like 60? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather be. Gray hair? What did I say?
You said a full head of hair before you're 60.
I meant to say gray hair. I already have a full head of hair, guys. Don't you worry. But I'm like, I would rather be like the First Lady. I know it's probably like a little unfeminist of me, but I'm like.
You don't have to be a feminist all the time. There are things that it's okay to not be a feminist about.
I am a feminist, though. Like,
I know.
Me wanting to be first lady is feminist of me.
You literally just said, I know that's not.
I know, but because I know there's, like, feminazis that are like, oh, so you want to go back to the olden days. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do want to be a housewife.
Okay, so that I wouldn't say that's very feminist of you then.
Okay, you're right. I take my comment back. But I think I would.
You can believe in something and not believe in, like, parts of it. Like, you don't have to believe in every single thing that it stands for.
But I believe in a lot of it, though.
Okay.
I just don't. I believe.
But just because you believe in that, you want to be a housewife. Doesn't mean that I fall in line
into everything else that people have. I fall into, like, the original core values of feminism. I don't fall with, like, everything else these new kids are coming up with.
Like what?
I honestly, like, just, I don't want to get into it on a podcast, but it's just, like, a lot of things that I'm just, like, for example, Lady Gaga posted, I guess, on Friday and my birthday on International Women's Day, like, an International Women's Day post,
uh-huh.
but with a trans woman, which it's like, I am open to trans women having their seat at the table.
Yeah.
But when they're trying to erase women natural. That have created that space for them on the table,
yeah.
To me, like, when they're like it's honest, it's I'm just like, you're acting like a man right now.
Mm.
I don't mean that in an offensive way or anything. Like, I understand it's a very hard mentally and everything for them, but I think it's very disrespectful that they're trying to erase women, yeah. Natural women, and, you know, like, they're offended if women are called moms or women in general. Right. Like, they want us to relabel ourselves, and
that's their own, like, we're different. Like, they're, if this is my opinion and I'm not, like, super big into it, like, I'll accept you for who you are. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. But don't fucking be a dick. Like, if you're over here shaming women for wanting to raise a family and stay at home and do the traditional stuff, like, let them live their life. Just like they are going to let you live yours.
Yours, yeah.
But, like, don't, like, you can't just say, well, this is what it is now, and erase something. Like, there's, if that's going to be a thing, it's like, okay, well, then there's going to be multiple things.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. But, like, yeah. Just because were a man, are now a woman, but you are trans, not everyone is. That's not everyone's story. Like,
yeah.
There are some people that are born a woman, are a woman, is a woman still.
Yeah. And I understand that there are women that don't even identify as women, and that's fine too. I don't care. But my problem is, and I love Lady Gaga. Like, I think she's amazing, but I didn't even realize there was, like, a backlash until I saw a post of hers today that she was like, I didn't realize I would get backlash, but it's because the trans community, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm saying some of these bigger people with platforms do attack the idea of a woman. And it's like, I think this goes with, along with, like, just International Women's Day in general, and, like, everything as women that we've fought for,
mm-hmm.
for a seat of our table, and the fact that we've still been gracious enough to be like, yes, you're a trans woman, and if you identify as a woman, you are a woman.
Yeah.
But it's like, those people are now, like, wanting to erase us, and it's like, no, that's not what we meant.
Well,
it's like,
we don't have a trans day or something like that, and it's like, there's Pride Month.
Yeah.
You guys have a whole month. We get a day.
Well, now technically they say it's like Women's Month.
Who? Technically every day is Women's Day.
You're right. That's what my boss said in an email.
In my world, every day is fucking Women's Day.
Every day is Luisa's birthday.
Yeah, every day, for real. Let's fucking go to Fredericksburg every fucking day.
Every day. Let's drink wine every day.
Let's just live in Fredericksburg.
Yes.
Let's move.
Let's just go back.
Yeah, let's just move to fucking Fredericksburg.
Well, we almost...
What are you guys celebrating? Women's Day.
Women's Day.
International Women's Day.
Yes.
It's October. Yeah.
Every day is what, like, if you think about it, humanity wouldn't be here without a woman. So,
you're
take
welcome.
That. You're welcome.
Take that.
Take that. Because let me tell you, the egg don't chase the sperm.
But also, like, we also wouldn't be here without men. Like, yeah, some men are shitty, 100%. But also some women are shitty as well.
Oh, I'm not denying that.
But, like, not all, like, you can't, and this is my thing, like, if you're so far this way or so far that way, you can't come to realization of, like, not everything on this side is right and not everything on this side is right. Like, if you can't come to some sort of, like, compromise or, like, some sort of, like, logical, like, seeing in the middle, like, yeah. Okay, I can see both sides. Like, I understand, yeah. Like...
It's like, I understand, I respect that. I feel this right. Way, but I respect
I respect that. Your yes. opinion about it. But, like, we also wouldn't be here today without men either. Like, our society, like, we need men just as much as they need us, too. We can't procreate without them.
Technically, now we could.
Not if we need sperm. If men didn't exist, we wouldn't have sperm.
True. But I remember reading an article that scientists can now, like, we don't really need the men anymore.
Because they're sperm, though.
No. Scientists have literally found a way for women to procreate without the sperm.
It's called robots.
Sure. I don't think that's how it is, but that's... Are you talking about, like, having sex with a robot?
No. I'm talking about, like... I just don't think that that's good.
I don't think you're it, gonna it is either.
Have something that some you know scientist what? Created that you don't know what the fuck it is, put that in your body, and make that become an embryo.
Well, the same thing goes with when you go to a sperm bank. How many it's times sperm. Have you... No, but how many times have you heard... Like, let's say I go to a sperm bank, and I'm like, I want John Doe number 2560. And the doctor is a man, and he puts his little sperm inside me, and that's not John Doe 2000.
I've heard of that one time. That
I've heard it multiple times.
Not the regular Louisa.
I know, but like...
Don't make it the regular.
I'm not, but...
That doesn't happen all the time.
I've read more than enough articles in the past.
It is definitely happened, but do better research then. That's on you to not have done your research. Find a better doctor. Find a female doctor.
I will find a female doctor just because of the fear of that. Which, I know it just turned 28. I'm not planning on having kids right now. But I'm just saying, I forgot I lost my train of thought. I lost my train of thought. But I was just saying that, like, even, because you were saying, like, you don't trust the doctor putting something in you. It's like the same thing goes with, like, when they're making the embryos, they have to, like...
100%. I mean...
Prod them.
There's doctors... The doctor death story. That's scary as fuck because he was... Just finish that.
I have to drive home.
So do I. It's literally, like, two sips. The doctor death story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Where he's, like, doing spine surgery.
Yeah,
and he's
that
killing
was
people.
Scary, yeah. Yeah, but that falls a lot on the nurses, too.
Everyone involved. Like, everyone.
Him, but, like, also, like, because I'm changing course right now.
Okay.
With the doctor death story, because I remember listening to it.
I think that doctors, like, we just trust them in general because...
I don't.
As a society, yes. We trust them in general because they take an oath. They go to school for a really long period of time. They're supposed to know their shit and what they're doing. And, like, to an extent, like, we're all human. So it's mm-hmm. like, how can we all, like, how can one person know everything?
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't. But that's why they have specialists. And that's why, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do your research. Get a second opinion on, like,
always.
With doctors.
Yeah.
Take a third opinion, honestly. But what were you going to say? You're changing course. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Just what specifically with the Dr. Death story.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was flagged once.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital itself chose not to flag him. Report him. And by reporting him puts it, like, if he was going to, like, because he went to another hospital.
He kept going to different hospitals and, like, they didn't report. It was, like, an internal board would say, like, no, sorry, you can't work here. Like, we don't want you to work here. But they would never, like, flag it upper. So when he changed hospitals, like, it would be a red flag to the other hospitals. It would just be, like, this hospital, you can't work at this specific hospital. So that's why he would go around.
Okay, well, maybe I interpreted it wrong or maybe I'm remembering it differently. But I remember it being described as, like, something happened at one hospital, I guess, where, like, a patient, they didn't die, but, like, their surgery was just, like, not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, I could be remembering it wrong. It's, like, that patient, like, started, like, raising questions or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, the hospital did, like, a little, like, internal investigation. And I think they let, like, he quit. Or I don't remember it. But I remember this was before he went to the last hospital where he was finally caught.
Yeah.
But I remember it being of, like, that his last hospital chose not to flag him. Like, they were just like, we're washed our hands off of it. Like, we don't need to flag
him. He's not our problem anymore.
He's not basically our problem anymore. Yeah. And so they willingly chose not to flag him. And it's like, if they had flagged him as, like,
Was, like, coming to work high on cocaine,
yes,
drunk, and, like, would be going into surgery. Mm-hmm. And also, but, like, it's a very, like, political, like, hierarchy type of business in the hospital. Like, nurses don't question doctors. So they're like, well, do this, do that, do this. And the nurses are like, if I say something, like, my career is going to go down the drain.
Yeah.
And I do think that
wasn't he having an affair with one of the nurses?
I don't remember.
I remember him having an affair because she was doing drugs too. And there was a nurse that worked with him. He was a male. And he himself says, like, you just don't question a doctor.
Yeah.
But he would notice things, but he didn't say anything because, like you just said, mm-hmm. like, he's a nurse. He's a nurse. He's an assistant to him in surgery. So I remember that because I remember that's how it started. Like, the first hospital
Did
he was at.
Did you watch the Hulu?
No, I listened to the podcast.
Yeah,
it was
too.
Before the Hulu.
Yeah, me too.
But I remember it being described as, like, the hospital didn't flag him. And it's like, if only had they flagged him, that puts him, like, on, like, any
like
hospital.
No-fly list.
And the next hospital where he, like, did the most damage
would have
immediately been like, oh, sorry, no.
Exactly.
And so that's why they're, like, so, like, they were so, like, the narrator was like, oh, if only the previous hospital.
And I think, too, he also had his own practice at one point.
Think he had his own practice within
the hospital.
Within the hospital. And he was, like, getting, like, constant
it is a little fuzzy. Like, I should go back and listen to it again.
I mean, it has been a couple years. I think I listened back to it
it is very, like, traumatizing though, because it's like I also like worked for a pain management clinic,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing, like, the stuff that would kind of go on behind the scenes, it's mm-hmm. like, that's not very ethical. Like, I'm just a front desk person. Like, I don't know anything about anything when it comes to medical things at all. But, like, it just didn't seem right. Like, billing and insurance, like, that's a huge thing.
But that's so huge in, like hospitals. I mean, you worked at a pain clinic, but that's
but
why,
like,
a lot of people say.
And stuff like that, like. And I didn't really do with the billing or anything like that, but, like, just, like, kind of
seeing it,
stuff.
Yeah.
you kind of like catch on. You're like, that's weird. But like, I don't know anything to say
yeah,
anything.
But that's why they say, like, you know, if you've ever given birth or like whatever, you know, if you ever end up having surgery or something, they're like, go through your entire hospital bill. Because they, and I've seen it, I think I've seen it more on TikTok. They're like, they will try to charge you for like
anything.
Like, and it's like, you can call and be like, well, I didn't get this.
Yeah.
This is not it. Like, blah, blah, blah. And they will, oh, they will take it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen like them charge you for like a box of tissues.
They literally, I think like I've read, I think it was like one of those, the girl with the list on TikTok. And it was like, they will charge you for like skin to skin contact.
Like, with your baby?
Yeah, there was like this girl who was, she did a TikTok and the girl with the list stitched it. And she's like, oh my God, like my hospital bill. And it's like, they literally charged her for like the baby to go skin to skin.
What?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. What?
And so the girl with the list was like, don't, you know, you will get charged to literally hold
your baby.
Yeah.
What? Without clothes on. Naked.
Yeah. For, yeah, like my tits are out for everyone to see. Like
I'm just trying to warm my baby up with my own body. Like,
well, the and nurses it, like, immediately calms the baby down too,
right?
Because they know their mom's scent.
Yeah.
What did I read? I read some. My cousin sent me something, and it was like, I remember what it was, and this is so fucking gross.
What?
But apparently, like after you give birth, you stink so bad down there. Like it smells so bad. And apparently that's due to, like, your body, like, releases a scent so your baby can smell you and know, like.
That's your mother.
That's your mother. And I'm like, that's gross.
Why can't it be, like, a flowery smell?
Exactly. And because the girl, it was a woman talking about, like, things after birth that they don't tell you. And the girl with the list stitched it. And it was like. One thing nobody warned me about was, like, the horrible stench. She's like, I thought I was dying. And I was like, that is disgusting. Thank you for letting me know.
I have a very sensitive nose. Somebody had stinky feet in my car.
Not me.
It
wasn't me.
Somebody did, and it wasn't me either. I don't have stinky feet.
I don't have stinky feet either.
And stinky feet have a very particular smell.
They do.
Like, very particular.
It wasn't me.
I'm not blaming it on you.
Because I did have my potato shoes on.
I know, but I didn't smell it until, like, we were moving around, like, after we got home in the car.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a very interesting...
What? The babies?
Just, yeah, like, when we get to that place where we're, like, having our own babies and, like, you know.
Yeah. Would you nurse?
I feel like I would, like, want to try on my first kid, but I know probably that I would be like, no, you can just have
fun. Oh, really? I would nurse.
I feel like your tits are big enough where it would be, like, you would hold a
well,
lot
Well, you
of-
don't know yet. I feel like your tits would grow.
I mean, they would need to. They would have to.
No, they're going
to
go away.
They would have to grow because, like, right now it's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
You know? They would need to grow
yeah,
if they didn't. And also...
What?
I don't think that this would be a problem. But I don't know. I've never had a baby. But, like, you know how they have, like, latching problems?
Yes. Then you just pump.
I don't want to do that.
I do. One, because I'm like, I don't have to, like, because formula is expensive.
100%.
It's very expensive.
But hopefully my husband is making enough money for us
the formula.
To not have
yeah,
to
for real.
Fucking pump, and then I can drink wine whenever the fuck I want.
You can still drink. You can still drink when you nurse. Just
you
that, like, flow. Like.
You would
For example, I only
out.
Know this because my cousin, and I'm just praying that, like, this is, like, a genetic thing, and whenever I give birth, I also have a heavy milk supply for my children, but...
I think you might.
I think I might, too. Her and I think her and... these tits are genetic, okay? It runs in my family.
Yeah.
But she would still drink just that supply of milk. She just wouldn't.
Right, it's just a waste.
Yeah, but she also, had a fridge full of
milk. What if she just, drank it? She could make wine milk smoothies for herself. Instead of giving it to the kids, just have, wine.
Or give...
You know what I mean? Because it's, it's not, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought, she's mixing, instead of giving it away,
Put it in a smoothie. Put it in...
Ooh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I see
you
what you're
can
saying.
Get your nutrients back into yeah. you.
Yeah.
And then, or you could mix it up in a. We should put this we should. I don't even want to say it because this is such a great idea.
What?
You put it in with strawberries or whatever kind of ice cream you
Ooh.
Like, and you put it in there, and then you froth it, and then you put it in whatever cup. Or whatever, mm-hmm. put it in the freezer, and you have ice cream.
True. True.
Kind of healthy. And it has a little bit of wine, which is not going to affect you because you drink yeah. wine regular.
True.
Instead of throwing it out.
True.
I could do that, maybe.
I could do that. I was going to say, I'm not mom shaming. I'm not a damn mom. But,
you can still mom shame and not be a mom.
True. But I'm not, because I know, like you said, there are problems with latching.
Yeah.
Some women are not able to produce.
I do think I would try, though, for sure. And then I would probably get tired of it just because, I've heard, some of my friends are just no. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's, you have to get up. You're the only one that can feed them because you're the only one with boobs.
Yeah.
But if you're a heavy producer and you have them already made, Dad can get up in the middle of the night and make a bottle.
Yeah.
But if you're the only one, if you're not a heavy producer,
yeah,
then you're the one that has
we
to
did,
do
I mean,
it.
Well, when we were still in childcare, I mean, it was tough, seeing, some of these moms. I remember there's a mom who was just, she was, I wanted a breastfeed. But then you also have to watch what you eat.
Right.
That's another thing. And it's, because I remember, if you, we could always tell when, moms had, and they deserve it, had a nice dinner
mm-hmm.
because there would be fat in the milk mm. and the poor baby's trying to drink it and the fat's building up on the nipple. But that's why you just have to keep the milk warm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I personally would breastfeed all my children.
I would try for sure until yeah. I just couldn't take it anymore. Well,
yeah,
I true. Tried you, little gremlin. You didn't mm-hmm. want to take my tit, so.
True.
I don't know. I don't even know, if my mom, if I did with my mom or not.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't remember because I was a baby, but, I feel like, I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah. I did. My mom breastfed both me and my brother. But she said, she was like, you were just such a gentle little baby. She's like, she said that my brother was just I could literally feel him like sucking my back. He was such an aggressive
oh my God.
Little baby. And then he was such a hungry little boy. He would make little grunting noises when he was starting to get baby food. And I remember just
judging him. Yeah.
As a little toddler being that's something's wrong with him.
Not polite.
Did I ever tell you a time my mom dropped me off with my great grandma with her grandma, and she was just going to run errands, and my brother had to be 6 months or something, so I was 4, and he was crying, but because he was hungry for mm-hmm. milk, and so my great grandma gave him a mango, and he was just sucking on it, and I was apparently that I was 4, and I was don't worry, brother. Our mother has abandoned us. She's no longer coming back. And then my great grandmother was what the fuck?
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I was damn, I've always been dramatic.
I mean, it's very fitting.
Yes. Very fitting of me.
That's all I have today.
I was going to talk about Kate Middleton, but.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that's another,
That's a whole other episode.
You're gonna go on a tangent. I can just feel it.
I know. Well, I did go on I did get at a lot of it out of me earlier when I spoke with you, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just.
We did talk about women and International Women's Day a little bit, so that kind of took our time away.
Yeah, it did.
So, it did, sorry. But... Sorry about that. You're like, I don't really want to talk about it on the podcast. Anyway.
As I was saying.
I was like, okay, well. I'm just going to let you keep talking then because...
You know they don't celebrate International Women's Day in Mexico anymore? Okay. Yeah. And you know 11 and 1, I think it's like 11 women daily are killed in Mexico. Femicide. It's like a real thing.
Who is doing that?
Just like the men. Like, obviously, it's like there's like cartel, but like it's like the machismo in the Latin culture.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, what is it? They're like smaller, like towns where like people will come and be like, oh, like, you can be a model. And then like these people never see their daughters again. Or like you can be on the subway and you're just like snatched out of thin air. Or like, they'll drag you and like girls are like, or women are like, no, get off of me. And people will like turn and be like, oh, she's just crazy, my girlfriend. And like these girls will like disappear off the face of the planet. And like they'll like protest like near, like by the Capitol, like on the square, like every March 8th. And it's a very powerful thing because it's like, you would think there would be like, What's it called? Not policy, but like, I forget the word. Like a change, you know, to like protect women. But no, this president was like, we're not celebrating International Women's Day. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, it's very weird. But that just shows you like, we're still trying to break that damn glass ceiling.
Yeah.
So. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, on that note.
Happy International Women's Month.
Happy International Women's Year.
Yes.
Forever. Because if you're a woman, you should be celebrated every single day.
Every single day. Moms, dog moms, cat moms.
You don't have to be a mom to be a woman.
Lisa. No, I was getting to that. I was going to say people that... Are not moms.
Just women.
Well, I'm just trying to like bring everybody. Oh. Plant moms, like everybody. Like, we are all wine moms.
What if you don't
want
to be a mom?
Then you're not a mom. There are women that love their careers, and you know what? Good for you. Because without you, we wouldn't be here.
Career moms?
If we weren't for those.
I feel like saying mom is like putting us in a box.
Kind of pressure. You're right. Okay.
Can we just be women?
We're just, because we are women first.
Right. Don't put me in a box.
Don't put baby in a corner.
It's baby. Okay, let's end there. That was perfect.
Cheers.
Love you guys.
Love you.